This is an All Ears English bonus episode, how Akiko created a positive pattern of improvement in her life.
Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Today, you'll meet Akiko, who was a participant in the Tokyo Power Immersion Weekend in 2018. Find out how she stopped feeling afraid in English and started a positive cycle of improvement in her life, even beyond English, as a result of the Immersion Weekend.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello, Akiko. Welcome to All Ears English. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so excited that you are willing to come on the show. I love it when we get a chance to have student voices on the show, and especially students who have taken part in our big immersion programs like Tokyo, right, Akiko?
Yeah.
Well, tell us about yourself, Akiko. Where do you live and what do you do for work?
Okay, I live in Tokyo, Japan, and I work for a pharmaceutical company. And ooh, I live with my family, yes.
Okay, awesome, awesome. And how long have you been working in that industry? For a long time, or are you new in that industry?
Quite a long time.
A long time. Do you like your job?
Yeah, yes, I like it.
Good. Mm-hmm. Okay, awesome. And how about English? Like, how long have you been listening to All Ears English?
Oh, I think 3 years. Probably 3 years.
Oh, yes. Wow. That's a long time. That's amazing. That's great. And what would you say is your biggest challenge with your English? Is it at work or is it in your personal life or both?
Oh, both. Both.
Yeah. You know. Tell us about that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Every time I speak to people in English, I always feel less confident, especially in talking to people, like speaking English. So I'm not sure whether I am making myself clear and whether they understanding me or not.
Is that because they look at you and they look confused, or they don't react in the way you expect?
That's right. That's right. They don't react as I expect. So sometimes they just don't respond to anything. They just that's scary.
That can be very frustrating, right? Especially if it's at work and it's your career that's at stake, right?
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So then in that case, I mean, tell me a little bit, you know, last year you were involved in our Tokyo Power English Immersion Weekend when we came out there in April of 2018. You did the whole weekend. You were a Kizuna student, which meant you were at the informal happy hour. You were at the immersion course, the one-to-one coaching, and even the izakaya in the evening. So Akiko, why did you decide to join that program last year?
Oh, at that time, I had been listening All Ears English for about 2 years, and I really loved your show. So every time you talked about this program, in Boston or New York. I really wanted to join it.
Oh, okay.
So when I heard that you were going to come to Japan to have this show, this program, I was so glad. So I, you know, I just applied for it without any hesitation. So
that's amazing.
Yes.
It seems like that's when we get the best reward, is when we jump into something, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I love that. I love that. And what was there something that you were nervous about at the time when you joined? I mean, imagine even when you were just entering the informal happy hour that first night, that first Friday night, how did that feel and what were you worried about?
Of course, because I use English at my work, but I don't have so many opportunities to English outside of my work. So I was very, very, I wasn't confident enough to speak to people in English. So also I have fear of especially making mistakes. So I always feel I never satisfied with my English level. So I had a lot of fears. So that's what I felt.
Okay. And by the end of the program, how did that mindset change? Like, how did your feelings about mistakes and fears with your English, how did that change by the end?
Oh, the program changed me totally. And I became friends with other participants and they were so nice. And I felt they're very relaxed. So especially because some of the activities were very, very well organized. So I was in a place where I had to use English without thinking. So I found myself enjoying speaking to people, laughing, and in English.
Yeah.
So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Do you remember the immersion course in the morning? Do you remember which activity you enjoyed the most? I mean, we had the drama lab. We had some. Do you remember that program where we had natives right there with us in the classroom?
Of course, of course. You know, I just right after I went into that room, a lot of people were standing talking to each other in English, and there were native speakers, and I felt, I should speak to them. Otherwise, I'll be left out. So I didn't have any time to think I didn't have any time to be nervous. And Drama Lab was great because in a group, we had to make up some story and we acted as if we were like actresses or actors and so much fun. And I also found some other participants' hidden talents. Some of them were very, very good. Some made us laugh. So I just enjoyed
it. Yeah, I remember that. I remember laughing when I didn't expect I was going to laugh certain performances. That's so true. Sometimes we need an activity like that to bring out our funny side, right?
That's right. Yeah.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
Oh, that's so funny. So what would you say, Akiko, was the most important thing that you took away from this immersion weekend? The most important thing that you learned about yourself or about English for that weekend?
Sales are now open for the Tokyo Immersion Power Weekend. If you want to get the same results that Akiko got last year in this program, go right now to allearsenglish.com/Tokyo to grab your spot. Spots are limited and prices go up soon. See you there.
Oh, I think I discovered another myself as a person who can enjoy talking to people, especially new people, in English. And I didn't think that I would be such a kind of person who can enjoy, you know, to totally strangers. But I enjoyed. So that program actually changed my life. I can say that.
Wow, that is so great. I mean, I'm so happy to hear that, Akiko, because, you know, we put a lot of work into planning this program, and that's what we look for. That's what we want, is that shift, right? That shift in our mindset so that you guys can feel changed and be different people when you come out of that weekend and actually enjoy connecting, right?
Yes. Yeah. That's right.
I love that. That is so cool. Because I remember you and I did the one-to-one coaching together because you were in the Kizuna level. You and I sat down together for about 25 minutes on Saturday afternoon. And I could tell that even at that point, after a few activities, about halfway through the weekend, you were already feeling that change. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right. You know, I still have a sheet of paper you written for me. And I checked it. And, you know, all of my goals have actually, made true. So
have come true. That's amazing. Oh my gosh, that's incredible. I mean, I know you were talking about some big goals, in this year. I don't know if you want to share any of them with us, or what do you think? Is there anything specific that's come true because of the program? Anything?
Yeah, I think so. And you know, this program. Is a starting point for me. So
yeah,
like a game changing event. So my life changed.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. And at work too. I mean, how do you feel at work now? Have things shifted in your workplace a little bit too?
Yeah, of course. I before this program, I thought that colleagues in the headquarters, you know, are different people. So I thought. Always, you know, they don't understand me. But these days, you know, I don't think so. So
yeah,
even though my English is not good enough, but still, I don't know. I have some confidence that
That's
I can
amazing.
Make myself understood. So
I love that. So you don't feel as much like, oh, they don't understand me. They're not reacting.
Yeah.
You just assume that they understand you. And I'm sure that gives you a certain confidence level and a certain level of respect at work that maybe wasn't there before.
That's right. That's right.
So, that's amazing. That's amazing, Akiko. I'm so excited for you. I'm so glad that you joined us and that you went through this shift. So 2018 was a huge year for you then in terms of your personal and professional life.
Yes. Yes, it was.
That's awesome. So I have one more question for you, because I'm sure that there are some students today that are listening and are thinking of joining this program again for the first time, right? So they didn't join us last year. Maybe they didn't listen to the podcast at that time, but they're hearing about it now. So Akiko, what advice would you give for those students who are thinking about joining this year?
Oh, if you are thinking about joining this program or not, go for it. You can get more than you expect. So that is not only English. That may be your interpersonal skills. So, you know, I met a lot of people, at this program, and we still are friends. So somebody created a Facebook group. So we still, you know, keep in touch.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. That is so good. That is so good. Akiko, congratulations on your change in your life. And I know now it's going to be, you know, things are going to be different, on a different track moving up and forward for you in 2019 and 2020. That is so cool. And thank you for coming on the show today.
Yeah, thank you very much.
It's amazing. I mean, could you imagine, before you did this program, could you have imagined yourself coming on the podcast and doing this in English?
No. I had no idea, because that was a good surprise. I'm
wow,
so happy.
That's That is so cool. That is so, so guys, if you're listening today and you're thinking that you want this kind of change yourself in your life, in your business life, in your home life, in your English life, your social life, then go on over to allearsenglish.com/Tokyo and grab your spot, because spots are limited this year and we have a lot of listeners in Japan. So make sure you grab your spot. Okay, Akiko, thank you so much for coming on the show today. It's been so empowering to hear your voice on here.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much, Lindsay.
Thank you, Akiko. All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.